Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira amma ba'd. We have begun chapter 17 in regards to barakah and blessings in business, where we give Allah tabarak wa ta'ala an opportunity, a chance to bless us in our livelihood, in our lives, in our businesses, in our a'mal, in our iman, in our taqwa, in our families, in our children. So there are different a'mal by means of which we draw the barakah and the blessings from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Amongst them we have discussed fulfilling the rights of goods. Then the second point was contentment. And the third point, how to draw barakah from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, barakah, barakat, blessings. Treating family members well. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who desires abundance in sustenance, one who desires abundance in sustenance, and that he should be remembered after death, should treat his relatives well. This is a riwayat and a narration of Bukhari Sharif. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who desires abundance in sustenance and that he should be remembered after death should treat his relatives well. There are numerous ahadith in regards to maintaining family ties. And in different riwayat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned also, man sarrahu, that person who pleases and wishes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him barakah in his life, extends his life, and Allah ta'ala grants him barakah in his livelihood, then he should maintain family ties. Family ties in Sharia is greatly emphasized, to keep family ties. And in different riwayat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions also that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that person who maintains ties with family has maintained ties with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That person who severed ties, has broken ties, then has broken ties with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala will break the tie with him also. So in Sharia this is called sila rahmi. Man wasala rahimahu. The person who joins family ties. And to look deeply in these different riwayat, what's the reason for breaking family ties? So here ulama mentioned different reasons. Breaking ties with family could be because of jealousy, suspicion, allegations. That a person is jealous over someone in the family. Oh yes, some suspicion regards to someone. So because of various reasons, a person breaks ties. Disputes begin. Sometimes there's a workload amongst the family people. The imbalance is unevenly distribution of workload. I feel I'm doing most of the work. Whether it be masturat and the woman within the house also. There's a lot of suspicion. Or I'm doing most of the work. Or in the business space, that I'm being ill-treated, I'm given most of the work. So because of this, now a person starts a dispute, quarrel. That I'm making more khidmat of my family. I'm being of more service to my parents and not the certain person or brother in the family. So because of all these thoughts, shaitan breathes this also. Whereas the essence of Sharia is abdiyat. That I am nothing. Me kuch nahi, mera kuch nahi. That I am nothing, nothing belongs to me. I'm living on borrowed time, borrowed wealth. Everything belongs to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So based on this, a person has suspicion, jealousy, arrogance, haughtiness. And all this brings within him that why should I keep ties? Once a person came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he complained also that I have family, that I keep ties with them, they treat me arrogantly, like an ignorant person. So why should I keep ties with them? Different riwayat. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned also, that keeping family ties does not mean that they are good to me and I am good to them. Family ties in essence means that they are bad to me. They treat me arrogantly and then to I am good to them. This is keeping family ties. Usually we find, and we say also, that they don't have time for us. They don't speak kindly to us. They treat us arrogantly. So why should we keep ties with them? They have broken the ties. If they have broken the ties in this way, then keeping family ties does not mean that because they visit us, we visit them. Because they spend on us, we spend on them. because they are kind to us, we are kind to them. There's not maintaining family ties. That because they are good, so we are good. Keeping family ties means that they are arrogant to us, that they don't keep ties, and then too we keep ties. That is sila rahmi, wa sila rahimahu, that person who is joining ties. So we see in the family, whether immediate family, extended family, they're not keeping with us, then do we keep with them? And how much to keep also? Doesn't mean now that we become very, very close, we become very pally, and then we are going to get hurt thereafter. But it means once in a while, we'll send a salam, how's everything going, keeping well, making dua for you all. Doesn't mean we have to visit every time, but we have no enmity in the heart. We don't have enmity in the heart. The Tani Rahmatullah Ali says that there are some family members we know, by keeping close ties with them, we will get hurt, or they might get hurt. So we don't have to become intimate. He says, keep ties from far. Keep ties from far, meaning, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. How are you keeping? Everything okay with you all? Allah Ta'ala give you all barakat. Few words of kindness. By Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, you kept family ties. We don't have to be very, very close, and then we get hurt, or we hurt them, and then there's a bigger problem, and then we start blocking all the messages. We start blocking the messages, then we remove ourselves, or remove them from the family group. Sometimes also family group, whether it's a good idea or not, was being posted there, whether that will breed taqwa, whether that will enhance taqwa on the family groups, and sometimes on the family groups also, they are ghair mahrams. That there are women there, should not know my charm. Nor should I know their charm also. And we are prompted sometime, enticed sometime, because they are sister-in-laws, brother-in-laws. And unfortunately, sometime the brother-in-law is more charming than my own husband. So whether this is a good idea, whether in the eyes of Allah we are keeping family ties, or in reality we are breaking ties with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So coming back to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, one who desires abundance in sustenance, he wants barakah in it, and that he should be remembered after death, should treat his relatives well. So this is one way of drawing barakah from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, is that the person treats his family members well. He spends upon them, he's good to them, even though they don't speak to him or they don't keep ties, he still keeps ties with them. He sees to their needs, he sees to their betterment, to their well-being. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him in his sustenance. Inshallah, we'll continue tomorrow. Subhanallah.